ओम शांति. सो द टॉपिक दिस इवनिंग एज यू नो क्लीनिंग द हार्ट. यूजुअली हार्ट इज कंसिडर्ड टू बी द सीट ऑफ इमोशंस. In fact, mind thinks as well as emotions are in the mind or brain. Now, if we love somebody, usually we say, oh, you are in my heart, you are in my eyes. That is, my eyes really thinks of you or sees you in a subtle way. So the thing is, whether positive or negative emotions are in the heart. So positive emotions we don't need to clean, but negative emotions we need to clean. What happens that whatever thoughts we have, usually we have those sort of a feeling. For example, if somebody has too many responsibility, then they will say, I'm heavy hearted. If they are worried, they feel heavy. So when there is negative feeling of worry or anger or jealousy or greed, whatever negative feelings are there, we say it's having black spots on our heart or our mind. And that needs to be cleaned. So as we start meditating, the process will be, I become controller of my mind. So far we have been slaves of our mind. Mind will think anything, mind will feel anything. But now we have to really screen our mind, that the mind doesn't have negative thoughts or waste thought. Otherwise we feel heavy or we are wasting our time and energy and thoughts. So as we start meditating, we receive that empowerment that we are able to not only screen our mind but guide our mind in a right direction, because it's the nature of mind to think and feel. We don't want to stop it, thinking or feeling, but we only want to see that the mind is not thinking in a negative way. Because responsibility or worry can be there, no doubt. Situations are getting worse day by day with health, wealth, relationship, everything is getting worse day by day, and people naturally feel heavy about it. But the thing is, by worrying, our problems are not going to solve. And as we get more wisdom, what will happen is, as we become wise, we will be able to see the things as what is the reason why we are suffering. Because otherwise question may arise, why this, why that. In a situation like, if in a office the boss is kind to one person and not to me, the question will say, oh, boss doesn't get angry with that person even if they are doing mistake, and I do little mistake and he's angry with me, why? Or if in a family somebody has got cancer, not other siblings, then they will say, oh, how come my all siblings are not having any problem with health and I am having? So as you heard today about karma, we understand whatever we are going through is the result of our own karma. Then the question doesn't arise why. And tomorrow also you will understand how everything is happening and whatever is happening is according to the drama. This world is an unlimited drama. We are all actors. So everybody is performing their role. It's not that everybody will be performing the role of nice actors or hero-heroine. There will be definitely some actors who perform the role of, as we know, villain also. They may be negative, critical of us, defaming us, sometimes abusing us. All sorts of things may happen. So once we understand that they are playing the role according to their drama, naturally we can remain observer and not get influenced or affected and take sorrow from that situation. Because in drama or movie, actors are performing their role. And when we are audience, we just see this is happening, that's they are doing this, they are doing that, etc. And we don't get affected. Same way, if we look at everybody's behavior as the role that they are playing in this drama, then we don't get affected. So that's what we have to be now careful and keep on watching the drama and not take sorrow within. Because otherwise we take sorrow because of situation, people. We get worried about situation that we are going through. And there is always that sort of a heavy feeling in the heart. So we need to clean that heavy feeling by having positive spiritual thoughts. So as we practice this meditation, we will be able to learn how to change negative thoughts into positive thoughts. So that art, once we have learned, and with meditation, as we get empowered, we'll find that day by day, our heart or mind becomes clean of negative thoughts and negative emotions. And that's what takes time. Anything to change our pattern of thinking, pattern of feeling, will take time. Within 7 days, you will not be able to control your mind or control your feelings. But gradually, as you practice this meditation and empower yourself, you'll find that heart gets clean. So we usually say, it's just as when we want to clean our body, we use water or shower and soap. So knowledge is like a shower. And meditation or yoga is like a soap which will be able to clean those negative emotions. So the thing is, we need to keep on practicing the wisdom that we have received. And we have to continue to empower ourselves with meditation. And as you understand, meditation needs to be practiced regularly. To empower ourselves, we need to practice meditation every day. Just as we are energizing our body by three meals, breakfast, lunch, dinner. In between we may take some snacks, tea, biscuits or something like that. Similarly, what we need to do is empower our mind or soul through knowledge and meditation. So knowledge, it's easy to still understand, but to implement knowledge in our life takes time. Because to know that I am a soul, okay, in 7 days you will know I am a soul that is supreme being, divine being, and I had to remember. But the thing is, to maintain that soul consciousness takes time. Because we are so much body conscious, role conscious, that it's not easy for us to be soul conscious all the time. Same thing, our personality traits, all this life, whatever life you have been, 30, 40, 50 years in this life, you are given full freedom to mind. So it's not easy to guide your mind in a spiritual or positive direction. So it takes time and needs lot of strength within us to guide our mind in a right direction. So we have to be patient, and perseverance of our efforts. So more we have meditation, and I suggest we should fix our time for meditation. Because if you don't fix, you'll never get time. Life is very busy. And so, as you have seen here, we have different times for meditation. Our regular students, Brahma Kumaris Kumaris, what they practice is meditation from 4 o'clock to 4:45. Then meditation 6:30 to 7. In India we have that timing. In different countries they will have different time. Then we have collective meditation in the evening from 7 to 7:30. But those who are free, now they are meditating downstairs in meditation hall from 6 o'clock till 8 o'clock. So now and again we have extended meditation, but in Gyan Sarovar we have 6:30 to 7:30 regular meditation, and at times we decide to have longer meditation, but at the same time we have our traffic control. Every 2 hours, 2 minutes meditation. Every hour, 1 minute meditation. And depends on our routine, we have the aim to meditate whilst eating meals. We try to have meditation few minutes at least before going to sleep. So that's how, once we organize our timetable in such a way that we often have meditation. And even in meditation, you will find in the early days, the mind will wander here and there. But as we take support of either meditation commentary or some meditative songs, then you'll find that you are able to meditate. then gradually as you practice meditation for a long time, you'll find that you don't need any such external help of commentary or red light or nice ambience music or so, that sort of a thing. You can meditate whilst driving, whilst gardening, whilst cooking, cleaning. You can be doing karma yoga, we call it karma yoga, doing activities and meditating. So as much as you try to practice meditation, you will find that your heart and mind becomes cleaner and cleaner, and there are not too many thoughts. Otherwise you'll find there are so many thoughts and you feel exhausted or by the end of the day. More you have thoughts, naturally more you will feel exhausted. But as you meditate, you are relaxed, and if you are relaxed, you are not so much tired. And what my experience is that most of the BKs sleep 6 hours per night and still they are fresh and they are active throughout the day, and their efficiency, their discerning power, all of them keep on increasing. So the thing is, you don't need to worry about where will I get time. Where there is will, there is way. So if we have that desire that I want to do my meditation, so having that desire or determination or aim clearly in your mind, you'll find that it becomes easier for you to meditate and keep your heart and mind very clean. So it's time that we remain light, because meditation helps us when we are very light. If we are light, the mind can fly from here to soul world very easily, because it's time for us to fly, not just to remain stuck or grounded at the mundane level. Because whole day we are thinking of mundane things. What am I going to do? Where am I going to go? Whom am I going to meet? All these mundane thoughts we need to do, but not think too much. At the moment, we are used to think too much. So thinking too much does not help us. So more we become light and think less, whatever is essential. So we need now quality of thoughts and not quantity, because otherwise we have too many thoughts. So we are not able to screen whether they are negative, positive, necessary, unnecessary, etc. So as much as we pay attention, if we pay attention, there will not be tension. If we don't pay attention to our thoughts, then there is tension. So having clarity as what should I think, what should I not think, what is necessary, what is waste, if we are able to have that clear attention, then the heart will be clean and clear, or the mind will be clean and clear. So it's a mind which is very mischievous. Mind is running around here and there. In Gita, the mind is compared with the wild horse, unbridled wild horse, running here and there and everywhere. So now we have to guide the mind, calm down the mind, have few powerful thoughts. And then when we have few powerful thoughts, it will have that effect. And that will have our required empowerment. Because otherwise we always blame, what can I do? The situation is like this. The people are like this. So we are complaining. But as much as we become empowered, we won't be complain, but we will feel very light, and light mind can fly to soul world very easily. So that's what we have to do. In the beginning, we usually keep mind busy with churning some knowledge or values. Then gradually we start having loving chit-chat conversation with Supreme. Just as if we have nice friend, what we do is either ring them often, send them email, or even in our mind, we talk with that friend, that if I go and I'll talk to my friend this, that, etc. So that's where we can see that as much as we start having love and relationship with the Supreme Being, we are able to have some conversation, communication becomes easy, concentration becomes easy, and that will help us a lot to be light and flying. So that's what we have to see, that we are not getting stuck at the mundane level. Because sometimes we are so much engrossed in the present mundane situation that we are not able to fly. So we have to see that we are not get stuck in the mundane only. We have to be active and focused what we are doing. But at the same time, we have to pay attention that we are not getting sidetracked, because the worldly scenes are sometimes quite interesting. Just as when we are touring, we may have destination in mind, but when there are some nice scenes around, we get stuck around and our destination takes long time. In the same way, that's what happens, that the mind can easily sidetracked by worldly matters and worldly scenes. So that we have to be careful that we are not distracted by the worldly scenes. So now, let us have few minutes meditation.